calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in the city of Broughton. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.06 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary repeater is the Groton repeater, 146.97 with a PL tone also of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPS net is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when everyone is checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have questions for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections in the TIPS net. The first is the open net with rounds of questions and comments. The second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," then release the mic button and listen to ensure no one has called at the same time. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or a question, please let me know that when you're checking in. Let me reset the repeater again. Tim, Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, City of Groton, your net control station for this evening. As we start taking check-ins, please remember to talk slowly. Please come with your call signs now.
Good evening, here is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. I forgot to check my power setting, but I have no items or questions at this point.
Recognizes Kevin, KA6PDG, and it does sound like you need to boost your power just a little bit. You're awfully scratchy. I was able to hear everything you said, but it was sounding very scratchy. Further check-ins, please call now.
It's here. Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark in Groton. No questions yet.
Net recognizes Mark, KB1, RAY. Further check-ins, please call now. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We don't have any questions on the floor. I do have a question actually for you, Mark, and I'm presuming the answer is going to be not much, but the question being, I know you were going to be trying to get into your attic and put an antenna up there, and you had been waiting on parts and so forth in addition. So two questions. Number one, did the parts come in? And number two, is the attic have any kind of ventilation that will allow you to go up in this type of weather? KB1RAY, KC1TWR.
KB1RAY. Yeah, that is still an open project. I have not figured out which way I want to go, whether I want to make some sort of mount or if I want to buy one that's pre-made and, find a way to secure it. It has been quite warm. there is a little bit of ventilation up the sides, but it's reading, it says 98 degrees right now, so it's actually gone down. I've seen it up at, over 100 before pretty easily. It's usually when the sun is out. So I really haven't been up there other than, I think last week I went and just checked to make sure everything was still the way it should be before I started playing around with the radio. I'm still working on it. Hopefully I got all your questions there. KB1RAY, back to net control.
KB1RAY, KC1TWR. Yeah, thank you, Mark. You did answer all my questions. And I'm not surprised that you haven't gone up in the attic much with the temperature and the humidity being what it is. And the air quality as well. There's been alerts for that down here as well. And I think, I know I started with you even though you came in second in the check-ins, but I'll turn my attention now to Kevin. My apologies. Hopefully you've been able to adjust your power a little bit. Like I said, you were perfectly readable, but definitely scratchy and what have you. So a little bit of boost in power, I think, would have been nice. So, Kevin, K6PDG, KC1TWR.
Thank you, Tim, and good evening to the net. Looking forward to some more check-ins as the evening goes on. And it turns out I am at my high power setting. It's 50 watts, so I can't do any better than that, unfortunately. And I am hearing some fading in and out on the repeater. Although on the other antenna that I use for the receiver to record the net, I'm not hearing that fading. It's just on my transceiver antenna, so hopefully maybe I should keep it a little short. I don't have anything of particular note, just a reminder to all that everybody's welcome on this net. It's a fairly new net, been going for, I don't know, where are we at, Mark? Tim, 2.5-3 months. Still a pretty new net, but you don't have to be a member of any club. You don't even have to be in New London County. All amateurs are welcome if you have questions or if you just want to make yourself available for those who do have questions about anything related to amateur radio. So we'll just kind of fling open the doors as you always do, Mark, and remind everybody listening on the repeater this evening that they're welcome. I do realize, as do you, that for many families, this is the first night of school, and for others, it's the first week of school, so everybody's getting into their new quote-unquote fall schedule. Not sure where fall is. I hope it's coming. KA6PDG. As you can tell, I really don't have anything, Jim. But I took a few hundred words to say it, didn't I?
I can always count on you to come up with words for any occasion there, Kevin. Thank you much, and you're sounding a little bit better now. I'm not sure why. Maybe the first transmission was just the antenna warming up and getting ready, or maybe the leaves in the trees, or what have you. The first TIPSNET was actually on May 23rd. So June, July, August, we're just past the three-month mark, and we've certainly had an interesting number of questions that have come up. talking about cross-banding, talking about, now my mind's going to go blank, but talking about NTS traffic to overseas, to countries that are not part of the allowable section. And we've also talked about various styles of antennas and things of that nature, and including, I believe, Steve, W1SBC. At one point, I believe he said he was making a 9-to-1 Mellon. So I was curious how he's making out with that, but that may even be old news, because I think that was a while ago. And, yeah, this is, let me just reset for a second. This net, TIPSnet, has, like I said, been going for about 3 months now, and we've had a variety of people check in and out of it, and as you said, with the school just starting, and also with the heat and humidity, and a beautiful sunset this evening through the haze. It's a red sun, and I believe we'll probably get a red moon coming up in an hour or two, but we shall see how that works. At this time, I'd like to go ahead. It's been about 10 minutes. I'll do another call out, see if anybody would like to join. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet, and looking for further check-ins. Please call now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. No questions at this time. DCT from Preston, also with no check questions, which is fine, and that puts us at the bottom of the list here, the talking about notes and so forth. I was wondering if people had seen in the QST magazine under Aries that there's a repositioning of Aries and how it's going to operate in the emergency communications world. And that was an interesting article. It's not the end-all, be-all definition of what's going to happen, but it alluded to the fact that it is changing and there will be more change that we'll see coming on. Also, there's a VHF contest coming up in September, September 8th through 10th, and it's for anything above 50 megahertz, and you can use FT8 or the other modes like that, as well as CW and voice, and the idea is to see how many Maidenhead squares of 2 degrees by 1 degree that you can check off that you've contacted somebody. And see how that goes. That might be an interesting prospect. I'll be on the road, so I don't think I'll partake of that, but it should be interesting. Let me reset. Okay, and last but not least, there's also the simulated emergency test, SET test, that's coming up on October 6th. And the Red Cross has their is going to be partaking in a millstone drill coming up in, I believe it's November. I'll have to go back and check my calendar, which I don't have with me. But that should be interesting now that they've moved offices, trying to set things up to see how they can communicate. Okay, one more quick call out before we go through the round for comments. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TIPSnet, looking for further check-ins. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Before we start down the list, I wanted to mention that when Red Cross moved, we we did assist, going to 11 of the major shelters and trying to talk back to the Norwich repeater. There was only one that couldn't, and it's up in Plainfield area, Putnam area. And it dawned on me that maybe the best way to have a direct communication instead of having it relay messages through another shelter would be to set up an NVIS. And I found an article where they set up an NVIS 40 meter with a 12-foot center point, 2 7-foot on either end of the dipole, and that seemed to do pretty well with covering 100 to 200 mile circumference or diameter. And so maybe that's something that, and with little rock mite kits, that might work. But Kevin, KA6PDG, with all the rambling that's been going on, any further thoughts? This is KC1TWR.
Well, actually, something did come to mind, Tim, and thank you. A couple of things that you mentioned had to do with Aries and the upcoming statewide SET that you touched on very briefly. And it made me think, because I know pretty much nothing, about something called RRI, Romeo Romeo India, and I don't even know what the letters stand for. I may have some inkling of how it got its derivation, but I'm not sure. And you might be better read on this, or perhaps Mark or Dave. But I'm wondering if anybody can talk about what RRI stands for and what it is and how it differs from the national traffic system. So that's going to be my question. You can put a big Q next to my name. That is KA6PDG's question tonight. What is RRI?
Okay, very good question. And you started to sound more and more scratchy towards the end there. Not sure what's going on with that antenna of yours. I can tell you that I believe it stands for Radio Relay International. And my understanding, and I could be wrong, is that it was a splinter group from the NTS that had broken off because they were not satisfied with the way things were going with the NTS. But I need to go back and do a little bit more research on that. Maybe somebody else who's on the line on the net tonight may have some more thoughts or information on that. We'll go ahead and check with Mark, KB1RAY. This is KC1TWR.
KB1RAY. I do not have any information about RRI. Maybe I'll have to do some research here. But I did want to make a couple of real quick comments as far as like an announcement type of deal. I know I made the announcement a couple of times on the Engineers Net, and I think it's been talked about on the NTS Net. Just want to remind everyone, especially anyone that's listening, that there is a technician class starting. They are planning it for Wednesdays, starting September 12th at the Groton Senior Center. So I wanted to make sure that that announcement did get out there. And as always, I have, 12 other announcements, but I'll let the net progress a little bit, and we'll go ahead and do that. A bit later, if you'd prefer. You were talking about the Aries stuff, and yeah, I did hear about that on the Aries net. I believe it was the Sunday net. Did not look into it yet, so I don't have any real information as far as what's going on. But yeah, things apparently are going to be changing a little bit. And while I have that on the mind, I'll remind everyone that next Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. is the Aries Region 4 DMR net. So hopefully I won't miss it this time. With that, KB1RA1, back to net control.
Well, thank you very much for those reminders, Mark. And, yeah, we're kind of merging the first and the second parts of the tips net together because we started out with no questions. So I felt, why not bring out some announcements? Plus, it gives a chance for people to think about it and talk about it instead of just making the announcement and going on their way. I, too, need to focus on getting into the Wednesday night DMR Aries net. I keep forgetting about it, getting myself sidetracked. I think I need to set an alarm clock or something. And getting back to the RRI, I would look into it right now a little bit on my phone, except I left it at home. And I'm back down at the Eastern Point Beach, where I should be saying this, KC1TWR/mobile. So, black demerit on my record. Okay, Dave, KC1, correction, K1DCT. Any thoughts on what's been discussed or anything else you would like to bring to the table, please do so now. This is KC1TWR/mobile.
Very good, Jim. Good evening to you and good evening to all the members on the net. K1DCT. Eastern Point Beach, yes, I misspent most of my youth down at Eastern Point Beach, so I know that well. As far as Aries, I haven't read that article yet in Q Street, but I'll have to look at it. I'm hoping they make things a little less rigid. You need almost a PhD to get through all those courses online, in my opinion. I'm not a good online learner, and I admit that. I need a book that I can sit down and ponder. But that's not how things go anymore. So, let's see, Kevin mentioned about going back to school. I am of the curly fine thought of school that when asked, didn't you ever go to school, stupid? And I tell people yes, and I came out the exact same way. K1DCT, back to net.
That's a good one, Dave. Too bad you didn't come out a little different, but I don't know. I might argue the point with you as far as the quality, your quality there, but I think you're better than that. But the FEMA courses in particular, I've been through them, and I need to go through them again because after I got done most of them, it dawned on me that I was never going to remember all of that, and a lot of it has to do with how we would tie into FEMA and all of that. And it dawned on me what I needed to do was to create a little cheat sheet so that if and when an emergency happened and we were involved with FEMA and so forth, that I'd have something to look at and say, oh, okay, this is how it works. In other words, let's boil it down to the essentials. You know, what's the pecking order, who's responsible for what, that kind of thing. Because they spend hours and hours telling you about it when at the end of it you really just need a cheat sheet that says, oh, you know, this kind of situation, that kind of person's in charge, this person's not, etc. So I'm going to retake the courses yet again. Let me reset. Okay, so I don't think we fully answered Kevin's question about what RRI is. I will dig up more information and send it to you, Kevin. It's when I went to the ARRL branch meeting, whatever it was up in Massachusetts, they did do a little bit of discussion. They kind of alluded to it, but they didn't specifically name it, as it were. Apparently there's some contention there between the two groups. So it's going to be interesting to see what it boils down to and what's going to be used. Anyhow, this is Tim, Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo / mobile. And I'm at the city at the Eastern Point Beach in the city of Groton. And I am net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TipsNet, technical information and public service. All those that would like to join, please call now.
Here is Kilo 1, Romeo Mike November, Bob in Montville.
Net recognizes Bob at K1 RMN. Any further check-ins, please call now. Well, welcome to the net, Bob. First off, in order to assess where to bring you up to speed, we do have one question on the table, and that's looking for information about what RRI is. I believe it's the Radio Relay International, which is another traffic handling system. How long have you been listening there for? How much do we have to bring you up to speed? K1RMN, KC1TWR.
Well, I think I'm in second gear anyways. I've been doing a little bit of reading on that, actually. They're comparing the systems, but I haven't finished the article in QST, so I'll have to finish reading on that. But what exactly are we discussing? It's usefulness, how it compares to NTS, or what in general?
Well, Kevin was the one that raised the question. I believe it was just, what is it, and what does RRI stand for? So it was the very basics at that point. And if I'm not mistaken, as I said, I believe that it is another traffic net type of thing. And perhaps you can tell us a little bit about what you've read so far on it and educate us a little bit. Back to you.
Just started reading the first couple paragraphs, and it's just describing a different traffic system protocol, and that's about all I know. I plan to finish reading the rest of that article maybe tomorrow when I have some free time.
Okay, good. Thank you. Even that is very helpful. I think all of us are going to be going back and digging into the Google and what have you and finding out a little bit more about it, because I think we're all a little bit curious, because the NTS has been around for a very long time, and to have another traffic net or traffic handling come up kind of raises a number of questions. What's the comparison, and what's going to happen? So let's go back to the top of the net, and Kevin, from what you've heard so far, any comments? This is calling KA6PDG. This is KC1TWR.
Not too much, Tim. I think we've covered it as best we can. And also, how is RRI different from NTS? And Bob was saying there's some different protocols, but he's just begun reading the article. I think it's like some of the questions, just a thought here, Tim, something to cogitate on. I think it's like some of the questions that come up on the net, and we answer them as best as we can on the net, but they're sort of like hanging chad. In other words, there are things that we could certainly revisit later, and I'm not sure how to keep track of that stuff. I don't know if it can be done that well without a maybe a net website at some point down the road. I know with the recordings I try to put a summation of topics, but that doesn't really cover it because that has to be very brief. But sometimes we have questions. I mean, I'm not thinking of any specifically, but somewhere we ought to have a little list for the net controls or for everybody to cogitate, that's my word this evening, on different topics that have been discussed that are still sort of wanting of answers or more information. And I do have a second question. Let me reset. This one might be a little easier, and I just haven't come up with any ideas. I have my antenna, actually, I referred to it earlier as my receiving antenna. It's the antenna that's usually hooked up to my scanner. And then on Wednesday nights, I hook it up to the other scanner and I record the net. And then we post that online. I thought the other day, I have not tried the scanner antenna on the 2-meter radio since it has been at its temporary location on the garage. Thought that would be fun to do. So I unscrewed the BNC from the top of the scanner, and lo and behold, I could not get the BNC connector off of the coax, off of the PL connector. So it's apparently, I'm a weakling, I'll confess that, but it's probably a little more than that with all the hot weather and whatever is floating around in the air. Maybe it's become a little bit fused. Does anybody have an idea for some sort of agent or chemical or substance that I could use to loosen that BNC connector from the PL connector so that I can unscrew it without damaging either one? So there's question number two, KA6PDG.
Thank you, Kevin, for the suggestion on the webpage. We'll look into that. I think that's a very good suggestion. And perhaps at the same time, we can put a link there to the audio recordings, and that might be helpful. Quick question before we continue on with the others. In trying to separate the BNC from the PL from the 239 connector, have you tried using wrenches, or was this just two hands working at it?
No, I wasn't smart enough to go looking for a wrench. That's a good idea. No, I was just trying to do it with my hands.
Okay, well, if you have two wrenches, then you should be all set to give that a whirl. And if not, if you're going to breakfast tomorrow, I can bring a couple of small wrenches and give it a go tomorrow morning, or either probably after breakfast.
Sounds good. K6PDJ. Thank you.
Okay. So move on down the list here of the participants in the net. And Mark, KB1RAY, what do you think about having Tri-City add a web page where we track, you know, especially the questions that we didn't really get a full resolution answer, and some we may never, but still it'd be nice to have something to go back to, and as people do research, they can then, you know, bring it up again on a future net. And also, what do you think about, is there any tricks that you've used to separate adapters from coax cables? KB1RAY, KC1TWR.
KB1RAY. Well, I'm always in favor of websites. It's a very easy way to get information out there. Usually doesn't require a whole ton of experience or work to get it, at least operational. I know with the engineer's website, I've kind of changed it a couple of times, and I'm a little bit slow still on posting information up there. I'm still working on that part, but I think overall it's been useful, and especially a net like this one where, you know, people do have questions, and you know, like I mentioned, not always something that can be answered on the net. It's good to have a nice list with possible, you know, links or whatever like that. So definitely a thumbs up for me, and you know, I'll help any way I can. So if there is something you think of that you think I can help out with, definitely let me know. As far as the connector, whenever I've had connector issues, I always just wiggle them. I usually try not to use the tools because I don't want to damage them. But I don't really I don't really have that much experience with them. A lot of the stuff that I set up, I don't really take down all that often. So, with that, let me reset here. I'm just going to throw in two more of my real quick announcements. One of them I just realized today, Saturday is the 1st of September, and that means Saturday is the first day of National Preparedness Month, which is all of September. So if you have not been to ready.gov, I recommend going there. There's a lot of really good information. And I was actually there earlier. And one of the topics for the weekly themes is check your coverage. And I just found that slightly amusing because I'm thinking about it from the ham radio perspective most of the time. And that could be an interesting one. The other half of that is, I don't know if anyone else is aware, but there is a nationwide test of the emergency alert system. Going to be happening on September 20th. So, I got that on my calendar, too. With that, KB1RAY, back to the control.
Thank you, Mark, folks, for the announcements and the thoughts about the webpage and your patented process for trying to get connectors loose. Okay, and next on the list is Dave, K1DCT. Based on all these comments, do you have any suggestions, hints, or anything else you'd like to chat about? This is KC1TWR.
Oh, thank you, Jim. This is K1DCT. Nothing specific. I agree. Usually those connectors, they'll just wiggle apart at some point. They need a little coaxing. Hopefully wrenches won't need to be involved or, can't lock slip joint pliers or anything, but sometimes they just get, they get real happy together and so a little wiggling and a little brute force will probably solve that problem. So, back to that, K1DCT.
Yep, very true. Thank you, Dave. And a technique I had forgotten about is that sometimes with connectors like that, of course I'm thinking of a different field than amateur radio, but still, it was to take the side of the connector and kind of wrap it on a desk or metal or something that's not going to move. And not terribly hard, but just enough to cause enough vibrations that whatever might have crystallized or what have you between all the threads might be jiggled enough so that then applying the force with the hands might actually unscrew it. But let's move on to Bob, K1RMN, and get his thoughts on all these subjects that have come up. K1RMN, this is KC1TWR Mobile.
Yeah, this is K1RMN. Kevin, I'm sure you've done this, but the first thing is make sure that you have completely unscrewed the collet that's on the PL connector. And if you can spin the B and C connector around the male end of the PL, then it's just stuck there, maybe a burr in there or something. But if you can't even spin it, then yeah, it's just seized up a little bit. And it's probably just going to take a little more oomph to get it off, but it'll come off. I guess I'll be going to ready.gov sometime tomorrow and doing some reading on that when I finish reading on some of the other things I've got on my list of things to do. But other than that, not much to say about what we've been talking about. This is K1RMN, back to net.
Thank you, Bob. And, yeah, I guess it depends on which way it stuck. My impression was that it's not even turning. So we'll find out when Kevin gets back to his turn. We've reached the bottom of the list. This is Tim, Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, / mobile. I'm in the city of Groton, and this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TipsNet. And you do not need to be a member of the club to join. All radio amateur people are welcome and to either join or to just listen if you wish. At this point, we'll do another call out. If anybody would like to join, please join the net this evening. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. So based on the comments and whatnot I've heard so far, we'll go through one more round, and unless there's something that keeps us continuing, we'll have that be the last round for this section. Then we'll move into announcements for any additional announcements and items of concern that can be made. So back to the top of the list, Kevin, KA6PDG. This is KC1TWR / mobile.
Thank you very much, Tim, KA6PDJ. No, I'm not able to spin the collar. That's the problem. I think if I were able to do that, then I'd have a better shot at it. But I can't loosen the collar of the connector. Sorry for not making that clear. That being said, I haven't tried it in a couple of days. Maybe after the net is over, I'll try it again. And I hadn't thought of the thing of wrapping it on the side of the table or whatever. I did think of maybe rubbing some catnip into it, and then I'm sure Phoebe could get it loose for me, but that probably wouldn't be too good for her teeth. In fact, poor little Phoebe has a doctor's appointment next week because we think that she's having a dental problem. Maybe I should just bring her to my dentist. Anyway, the other thing was, let me reset. Mark mentioned the emergency alert system test on September 20, and Mark, if you have a blurb on that that you could email to me, great, or is that information to be found on ready.gov? If so, I can just go to that website and look it up, but I'd be interested in some details so that I can sort of use that information in other places. That's it. KA6PDG, back to net control.
Thank you, Kevin. And rather than catnip, I would suggest oil from a tuna fish. That might make her attack the item more rather than just rolling on the floor and acting drunk. And we should see about that. And yeah, when we get to Mark, I do want to ask, actually, Mark, you are next. And you heard Kevin's question, so I'm sure you'll answer that. But my question would be, what kind of a test and how would people participate? Or is, as Kevin asked, is there a particular webpage that we can go to get details on the test, as well as readiness.gov with the whole month being associated with that? KB1RAY, this is KC1TWR / mobile.
KB1RAY. I don't know if there's a link on ready.gov. The information that I got, don't remember where I first saw it, but if you do put into the search engine nationwide emergency alert test, there's a link to the FEMA.gov website, and at least the first one for me is a nice article about the test and what's going on. It basically, they're just going to test the alert system. It's not really a user-involved thing, at least as far as I can tell. You'll just get messages on, you know, all media platforms that, you know, say this is a test. There is a rain date, I guess, for it in October. Yeah, it's definitely a good article to read. Apparently, they've done this more than once. There's some information about the 2017 test available on the website as well. I think I answered both questions. So, KB1RAY, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Quickly back to Kevin, does that answer your question, or do you have a further clarification? This is KC1TWR Mobile.
That answers it perfectly, thank you. And yeah, I have heard of them doing it before. It's just probably good that they do it, and I thought I'd like to read up on it. KA6PDG.
Okay, thank you. That definitely works out. And next on the list that we have so far is Dave, K1DCT. Any further comments, questions, or thoughts? This is KC1TWR/mobile. Looks like we might have lost Dave. One more try. Dave, Dave, K1DCT. Any thoughts, comments, or suggestions? This is KC1TWR. Okay, you probably got called away either for dinner or to turn on the air conditioner. Next we have Bob, K1RMN. Same question. Any thoughts, questions, concerns, comments, advice, etc.? This is KC1TWR Mobile.
Yeah, this is K1RMN. To Kevin, now that I understand a bit more about the issue, there's two things. One, if you have any contact cleaner, you can spray some of that on the connector. But the second suggestion I'll have is take a regular kitchen knife, dinner knife, and use the handle end and tap around the collet, just like you're trying to open up a jar with a stuck lid. But just tap all the way around it four or five times and see if that helps loosen up the threads. It sounds like the threads are just galled a little bit and they're stuck together, and maybe loosening it up, and if you have the contact spray, that might help loosen that up and then be able to spin that thing off. But that's about the only thing I can come up with without getting physical and using a pair of pliers, and we don't really want to do that if we don't have to. The rest I'm good with. I've got a lot of reading apparently to do, and on the webpage, I'm 100% for that. I think it would be awesome to be able to have a link where people can go and look at questions that have already been asked for information. After all, we're all about, you know, helping new fellows. And if we've asked and answered the question and they can look it up there, that's another great source. So I support that 100%. KC1TWR, this is K1RMN.
Thank you, Bob. And we're at the bottom of the list here, and I'm going to put out a last call for the first section of the TIPSnet. This is KC1TWR, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TIPSnet. Are there any additional check-ins? Please call now. Now we go into section two of the TIPSnet, two out of three sections, and this is where anyone who has any announcements or any items of concern that they would like to bring forth on the net, please call now.
KA6PDG with probably two items.
Okay, KA6PDG, please proceed with your items now.
Alrighty, both of these probably pertain to something that the folks on the net currently checked in or aware of, but worthy of putting out on this repeater just to make sure the word is out there. Number one, briefly, something that came up a few minutes ago about the website and a link to the recordings of the TIPSNet. We do record the TIPSNet for future posterity. I think we've missed one net, maybe one and a half, but most of them are there, and we're starting to collect the library. And we've got the recordings. At first, they were not in monaural. Now they are. Until something else develops, potentially with the net website, if you would like to go and listen to recordings of TIPSNet, TIPSNets from the past, you can go to am1700.org/TIPSNet. So that's alphamike1700.org/TIPSNet. TIPSNet does not have to be capitalized. And you'll see a list there of the different TIPSNets, the date, and generally a couple of topics that were discussed. Let me reset. I think, as a matter of fact, the videos from Captain Scott's are still on there. I haven't taken those down. So if you want to see some ham radio videos of a bunch of people eating seafood, you're welcome to look at those, too. So again, am1700.org/TIPSNet, and you can listen or download those recordings of the net. That's item number one. More to follow. Okay, the second item, and I wasn't sure, maybe I should have let you do this, Tip, Tim, Tip. Now I'm calling you Tip, and the Tim's net. Just again, folks on this repeater may not be as aware, so we want to make sure the word is out there. The Eastern Connecticut Amateur Radio Breakfast, that's what it's being called, and it's going to start up on Saturday, September 8th, and happen every Saturday. That's right, every Saturday from 9 to 11. An opportunity to get together with your fellow hams and enjoy breakfast. There's no meeting, no agenda. Obviously, if somebody has some information or wants to make an announcement, that's fine. But it's basically for amateurs and their guests to come and have breakfast together and catch up on things if such is needed. Some people cannot make the different meetings and activities that happen during the week. This is on a weekend every Saturday, starting September 8th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Uncasville Diner. The Uncasville Diner, located at 884 Norwich New London Turnpike in Uncasville. Their website is uncasvillediner.com. Very easy to remember. And we look forward to seeing everybody at breakfast Saturday mornings when you can make it. Bring your XYL or your kids or a friend who's interested in ham radio and enjoy some good food. KA6PDG, and I'm not going to be able to make it on the 8th, Tim. Can you believe that? I have to be at the Taste of Italy setting up a booth for the city. Back to net.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for both announcements. And my problem, on the 8th, I will be attending a wedding in Louisville, Kentucky. So seeing as that's the first one, we're going to have to put our heads together and find some people and make sure that it's going to be represented. And not that we need the best numbers, but if people show up, well, I guess if people show up, they know how to do a breakfast themselves. So one way or the other, we'll figure out what we're going to do. Any further announcements or comments that anybody would like to make, please call now.
RM in with an additional.
Bob, I almost doubled with you. I just heard you before I pressed the mic. Go ahead, K1RMN. This is KC1TWR, portable.
Two quick questions. I am planning on going to breakfast tomorrow, so hopefully I'll see you folks up there. And the second, I just looked at my calendar, and I will be at Hamfest up in Massachusetts on that weekend. So not sure if our first weekend is going to be a rousing success, but we'll find some people to go, I'm sure. K1RMN, back to net.
Well, between Hamfest and everything, is that the, when you say Hamfest, is that Boxborough?
That's correct, Boxborough.
Kevin and Bob, maybe we need to rethink the start date. there will be an announcement on the Raycent repeater, but that won't be going up till this coming weekend. So we have a couple of days to go from cast in sand to cast in stone. Maybe we should talk about that tomorrow morning. And any further questions or comments, please call now. Okay, we now move into the third and final section of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, where it is open for swap, sell, or looking for amateur radio-related items. And I will start off by saying that I am looking for wire to make a 40-meter dipole. I would like to try and build an NVIS 40-meter dipole. As I described earlier, I'll have a post that'll be 12 feet up in the center, about 7 feet up on either end of the dipole, and see how that goes for both a portable and a MCOM type of 40-meter NVIS setup. So anyone who knows of any extra wire laying around that would be good for such a thing, please let me know. So at this point, anyone else that has anything they would like to either swap, sell, or you're looking for that's related to amateur radio, please call now.
K1RMN.
K1RMN, go ahead, Bob.
How many feet of wire are you looking for, and what gauge?
I was afraid you were going to ask that. I had that written down in one of the sheets on my cell phone that I left at home. So I don't know that at this point, but I will have that for next week and let you know either then or tomorrow. It's halfway 40 meters, so I'm thinking that each of the two sides, 40 meter, 20 meter is 60, so yeah, about 33 feet, I think, per side of the dipole is what I was thinking, and just something thin, but not so thin it's going to break. Back to you.
Okay, I'll take a look and see what I might be able to bring up to breakfast tomorrow. This is K1RMN, back to net control.
Well, thank you, Bob. Much appreciated for whatever you may find. And if you don't find anything, much appreciate the effort. Anyone else have anything that they would like to either swap, sell, or looking for, please call now. Okay, I think we've covered all three sections, and I'm going to close the net at this time. I'd like to thank all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, being Kevin, Mark, Dave, and Bob this evening. And also thanks to all that stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club itself meets the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross Service Center at 1031 on Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.com. That's T-R-I-C-I-T-Y Alpha Romeo Charlie.com. No hyphens, no spaces. We thank John W1AN for the use of this repeater. This TipsNet will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use at 8 p.m. local time. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo/Mobile. Good evening all, and 73.